You know, obviously, a lot more about this team now than you did at this time a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think this can be a better team than it was last year?
Because we all improved, whether it be the new guys we brought in, or the guys that we have coming back, and we have a lot of guys coming back from last year. And, you know, the mission is still the same, just to be better.
The expectations are pretty high. A lot of people think you guys could be a Super Bowl contender. Are the expectations here the same?
We don't come here, you know, just to be subpar. We come here to perform at our highest level. And if everybody does that, I'm sure we'll win some games. But as far as, you know, predicting wins and losses and, you know, Super Bowls or bust, you know, I don't think anybody's here for that.
How much more pressure do you guys feel from that, though? Because obviously outside expectations are bigger this year than they probably were last year.
Well, it's just like you said, it's outside expectations. 1% a day, man. Just get better. 1% a day. That's why I wore the shirt. I had on my my snack shirt. But I came in here with this shirt, man. That's our theme for this year. We can't do anything about the end of the year. We can't get to January unless we take care of this week first.
Is it hard to balance flushing what happened last year with keeping a little bit of that as you go forward as, you know, motivation?
No, because I think everybody in the locker room has experienced winning at some point and losing at some point. So we know it's a fine line, a thin line between both. So you have to be able to wipe away the year before, whether it be, you know, you guys did good or bad. And I just never think that you got everything figured out.
Tim, how excited are you to put the pads on alongside some defensive line newcomers, namely second-round pick Dalvin Tomlinson?
Oh, very excited, man. No, I'm not a spring guy. I can't do anything in the spring. I'm not a finesse player. I'm physical, man. Like I said in my interview on Hot 97, I'm here to put pause on people and go home. So I can't do that in the spring. We get out here in training camp. This is what I'm made for.
What did you see from Dalvin this spring?
Oh, smart. The very first thing that pops out at you, and that's a lot of rookies unless they're quarterbacks. You know, that's one of the things you don't really notice. But he got coached by my former coach who taught me everything I know, Carl Dunbar. So I can see that helped him along the way. I can see everything that, you know, Coach Dunbar taught me. Dalvin is picking up the same things.
One of the few losses on the defense, though, was Hank this offseason. Mm-hmm. How hard is that for you guys to sort of replicate or replace or fill?
Well, you can't. You know, Hank was a special player. He did so many great things for the defense, man, not only, you know, on the field but off the field as well. So I don't think that's something you can try to replace, but you bring in, you know, a Dalvin Tomlinson, you have a Jay Bromley, a Robert Thomas, a Corbin Bryant, guys like that who can, you know, excel in that role. And I tell them all the time, man, don't try to be Hank, be yourself.
What do you view as that role? I mean,
anything. You got to talk to the coach about that individually. That's why I go in every year. I make sure I talk to the coaches and ask them, what's your vision for me for the year? So, you know, there's no in-between. I know exactly if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
What is your role?
Stop the run, man, on early downs. That's what I'm here for. You know, provide a little push in the pocket. You know, they need me on third downs, you know, to do that. So that's how I base my years and how everything go based on the conversation I have with the coaches.
You said that you wipe away the slate from last year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you carry over, though? What do you try and bring forward?
Everything you did wrong the year before.
Everything wrong?
Yeah. I mean, if you did anything good the year before, I mean, I'm sure it became a habit. And, you know, consistency is everything in this league. So if you're consistently doing something good, you can try to get better at it the next year. But you got to focus on everything you did wrong. Like, I didn't have many sacks last year. I'm going to work my butt off this offseason where I have been so far to, you know, to change that. So if you ask me one thing that I'm taking from last year is that I didn't have any sacks.
Do you have a goal for how many – like,
No, sir. I have a number in mind, but I don't want to share that number. No, man, I'm going to break Jared Allen record, right?
How do you get better at sacks? Is that a strength mm-hmm. thing or a speed thing?
A combination of all of that, also not being scared. You know, I don't want to say I play scared, but, you know, I try to do and dominate in the run game so much that I end up with two hands on people a lot. And in passing situations, that's the one thing you don't want to do is have both your hands on someone because you're down the middle. You want to rush half a man. So just getting off the ball quicker, recognizing running pass a little quicker as well.
Damon, is one of the reasons you think you can be better this year as a unit because the defensive line will be together in another year and you have the experience from last year to play off of?
Yeah, that as well as the guys that's still here. Nobody, you know, is in the locker room talking about I was an All-Pro, I went to the Pro Bowl, or, you know, we got it figured out. Guys are still trying to get better, genuinely. Then you'll see that this training camp. We still don't have everything figured out. You know, I still don't understand JPP completely. I still don't understand OV, and I'll have to learn a new guy next to me, a three technique. So I think that will help everybody to stay focused.
Given the continuity, though, you said, considering last year, you know, you guys finished stronger than you started with, you know, a lot of new players, including you and new defense. You know, what is the vision of this defense with maybe 9 starters back and another year under Spags? How good can this defense be?
Just to improve, man. Just to improve. We're not going to sit here and chase numbers or talk numbers because, I mean, you know, in this league, things could go – you can go really good or it could go really bad if you're chasing something, you know, that's not the same as every other guy that's on the field. So I don't think anything other than improving what we did last year is the goal. When you add Brandon Marshall, you know, that changes everything. You know, you have to no longer – you can't really double-team Odell and just zone the other side of the field. Brandon's too big for that. You know, you got Sterling Shepard, the rookie Ingram, Roger Lewis, Tavares King. It's a lot of talent out there on the offensive side of the ball. It's only one football, so I'm sure you see guys giving 1,000% effort to get open in hopes of catching the ball.